All right, welcome to episode number 9 ng ating self talk with Kenken Sumera. And we're here to talk about focus. Ang dami natin pwede pag-usapan ngayon eh. Siyempre, maraming connected dyan sa focus. Maraming nagsasabi na pag may ADHD ka, wala kang focus. Ang dami mo ginagawa, nawawalan ka ng focus. Diba? Pero connected din dito, procrastination, productivity, multitasking. Diba? Tapos yung mga terms like multi-potentialite. Gusto natin, mabigyan natin ng justice tong topic na to ngayon. And siyempre, we've invited one of our good friends na nandito. Siyempre, ninong ko to. Dr. Strix Toledo. Hi, Strix.
Hey, good evening, Ken. Good evening, everyone.
Short introduction. Strix was also our guest nung episode number 6. Highlights niya kung bakit talagang siya yung the best para dito sa topic na to. He's been really focused with productivity, clarity of mind, and anything in regards to like focus. I've attended workshops. Every year, gumagawa siya ng workshop about focus planning every December. Every January, meron din kami yung focus blueprint in where he actually teaches us how to work with our minds, how to create better systems for ourselves, and of course, clarity of mind. So marami nang natulungan na tao to. Siyempre, para mas maging masipag at maging productive sa buhay nila. So tara, simulan na natin to. So Strix, tell us more. Ang question ko siguro is, bakit nagiging mahirap for a lot of people ang focus? Mabigat ba kagad?
Let's start this in reverse. Mm. What do you think focus is like? What does it take to focus? Yeah, because people say they lack focus, right? So what do you, or like regular people, maybe not you, what do they think of when
irregular ba? Irregular. Irregular ba?
Tower climber ka.
Ano yung kailangan para magkaroon ng focus? Para saan? It's just concentration, pero similar word din yun eh. It's more or less subtracting. With what I understood, it's subtracting. It's removing a lot of unnecessary stuff so that I could get to like center on one thing.
Understood. So that's the part that most people never get to. While growing up, I didn't have a lot of focus. I was all over the place. So actually, I put in a hell of a lot of time trying to be more focused, trying to achieve laser focus, so to speak. And there were programs and, you know, before it was like very, very few people who were doing these things. Okay. And then, you know, I got some of their programs. And so it's that idea where you're concentrating, where you're focusing, where you're narrowing attention. Turns out later I was doing it wrong. Because what I understand of focus right now, including the neuroscience, is it isn't concentrating on one point or focusing many points of light into one focused laser beam.
Mm.
It's like you're in a 24 room house, a mansion.
Mm-hmm.
And then you proceed to turn off the lights on all the rooms you're not using. Focus is removing your attention from where you don't need it until you have only one room with one light, because that's where you are. The usual idea is narrow and concentrate your beam of attention. No. Remove everywhere that your distraction happens to be or happens to be going. And then you have focus. So yes, it's rather than multiplicative or additive, you're actually subtracting. So in a very curious way, the mechanism for focus and the mechanism for clarity of mind, it's the same. It's subtraction. It's subtractive psychology. It's subtractive neuropsychology. You're removing your attention from the things which you don't really need to be focused on right now. It's regaining your strength because you've drained it by giving it to so many things. And these things could include things which don't exist, like memories, maybe opinions of other people who are not in the same room as you right now. so-called triggers. Yeah. And that's and it's an entire other discussion, but stuff which doesn't exist, like the past. Of course, this is another discussion, but let's just
That's a
say memories.
different. Oh,
Let's just say memories. Memories, memories. Okay. Yeah, you remember stuff, but is it happening to you right now? Then most people don't recognize, they don't understand. It never occurs to them that these thoughts are like a running program which drains energy. And if you have several tabs open, like most of us, you don't know that there are background functions still running until you can't run the tab you want to run, until you can't run the program you want to run because you have so many things running at the same time. And it drains time, energy, and attention. And that's why we lose focus. That's why we're all over the place. That's why we have no energy to do the thing we need to do because we've given it all away. And very innocently, because we're not stupid or not entirely stupid. We often don't know that we're doing it, but we do. We give away our attention, and therefore we allow people, events, circumstances to drain our energy and therefore control our time, which, in case people haven't noticed, that's kind of the currency of life or your experience of life while you're here.
time. Yeah. Siguro we could rearrange things while we're at it. So, nasabi mo kanina, time, energy, attention. So, maganda rin pakinggan yung time, attention, and energy if you think about it deeply.
That's the usual framework. They call it the T framework: time, energy, attention. It's a very easy way to think of things, and it's the American way. But the T framework, time, energy, attention, is actually in reverse. If you actually want to control energy, you have to have attention first. So it's attention first. And with attention or concentration or focus, you can bend energy and therefore control time, so to
Okay.
speak.
So A E
But I
T.
know the game you were playing.
Well, that's for our listeners to figure out, di ba? Yung game na
Exactly.
yon. Oh, that's for them to figure out. Pero sige, let's move forward. Kasi bakit ba timely tong topic na to? Because some of our friends, hindi naman, oh, some, okay, have declared that, of course, they have a hard time with attention because they have what we call ADHD, right? So as you have been working with this, like with focus and a lot of stuff connected to it, are there any like ways to help a person who has ADHD with getting focus?
This is a whole other topic, but small
Oh,
steps.
small steps lang. Oh,
All
small
right.
steps lang. Oh, mahaba to eh. Yeah.
Small steps, small steps, small steps. First off, ADHD, for those who aren't in the know, that's attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. The issues included are with attention, impulsivity, and hyperactivity. And my interest in ADHD revolves around the fact that it overlaps so much with my work around focus, right? And because that's very curious. In fact, some people who have been treated for ADHD recently, or have done therapy or medications, they come back to me when their head clears from the fog, and they say, "You know what? My doctor said the exact same things that you're saying." Yeah. All right. And how to help? Okay, just a little background. A lot of people with ADHD, they grow up, or for some part of their adult lives, they're chastised or criticized by people who say that they're lazy or not smart, or both. And then if they imbibe that or take that on, that becomes a lot of negative self-talk. They start to believe some of it also. And it's from a very innocent, not understanding of their situation and what's actually happening. Okay? So the long and short of it is, in ADHD, it isn't that people don't know what to do. They know what to do. It's just they don't do it. It's not in the knowledge side. It's in the doing side. So a useful overgeneralization of this is to think of the front side of the brain as knowing and the back side of the brain as doing. And ADHD is the gap in between that prevents them from doing what they know they should be doing. So that's a background. That's a background. And because of that, what's useful for ADHD, and as far, well, there are medications and all that stuff that help with the neurotransmitters, the various lot of them. But to really help someone with the ADHD, it's like creating a supportive environment so that they are cued and guided to do the things they know they already should do. So by example, someone could, with ADHD could sit with a coach like you or I, or with their physician who is skilled in these things, and they could discuss things they can do to modify their world. So it's like dealing with a child and making the environment rich with cues or prompts or triggers or setting things up so that the actions are automatic. So essentially you're building a system, right, to baby step the person through what they should do, right? Because left to their own devices, they'll have one thought and then they'll have a next thought and then they'll disappear in thoughts, and then the thing they knew to do they can't do anymore. It's very hard for them to get back to the thing they were thinking of. Yeah. So there's not just that element of hyper distractibility or easy distractibility. There's also that disconnect between the knowing and the doing. Okay. And a simple hack around that is to prepare rituals with cues that will eventually become habits. And the thing is with ADHD is, one of the questions is, how long do I need to have these things set in place? Longer than most people. If you truly have ADHD, those systems should be in place all of the time.
I agree. Yeah.
Because without like those handrails, you're gonna go all over the place, guaranteed. And part of the self-talk aspect of this is understanding that that's how you're built. I'm sorry for the moment. That's how you're built. And you have to find a way around it. But there is help. And part of it is you building systems that you just agree with. Right? So there's not only familiarity and rote and routine and rituals which become habits, but there's literally stuff that's preventing you from doing other things. Because if you or I could set a Pomodoro or a timer to do something, guess what? Someone with ADHD had that thought too.
Tama.
But they didn't do it.
Yeah.
Okay. So another way around it is actually the social engineering aspect. Remember, we're talking about systems. You can socially engineer this. So by example, if you have a co-working situation, and it's really that monkey on your back type of coach that, you know, keeps reminding you, dude, here's what we're supposed to do. So the nagging, annoying, repetitive, rote kind of coach, which supposedly you could do with an app, most people could do with an app. Those with strong forms of from the spectrum of ADHD, they can't. But if they're in a social situation where somebody's reminding them, yeah, they can. It's not that they can't. They just don't get around to it. Okay? But if you make it inevitable, very Thanos, inevitable and unavoidable, then it's doable. Unfortunately, it's going to happen later again. It's going to happen tomorrow again. So how long do you need to have the systems in place? Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Okay. The thing is, some of those tasks, those rituals which become habits will be clustered. You know, the same way we can remember a phone number in batches. Okay. 7826497. You know, you cluster them together. So some things eventually you can cluster together so that they're more capable of doing it. But at first, step by step, and then you have to keep the systems in place kind of forever. It doesn't mean that you're completely reliant on them, but it's a hell of a lot easier to stay on track if you have the rails. So I'm wondering if that helps.
Yeah, that helps a lot. So i-recap lang natin, no? So number one, I took notes here. So useful din yung medication for lalo dun sa mga pinrescribe ng meds.
It's true. Yeah. Some people think that it's just a joke, but we seem to have more and more proof that ADHD is an actual thing. Now, there are a lot of people jumping on the ADHD bandwagon. They don't actually have ADHD. It's a nice story. It's a nice excuse. But, you know, none of the things, like us understanding the science of ADHD isn't about excuses. You're still responsible for yourself. That's the thing. Except now you're not beating down on yourself because you know it's a genuine thing that you can do something about. And part of that is the medications. Mm-hmm. If necessary, they're there. And they do help with the neurotransmitters.
Ayan. And next naman is creating a supportive environment. Yeah, napaka-importante nito. Next thing is set things up so that the actions are automatic. Tama. And isa pa na note ko dito, and prepare rituals. Be... Yeah, sige, go.
Yeah,
go.
And part of those two things you're saying now is, you know, you create a set of steps and then all you have to do is get them to start the first step. Okay, there's this thing where they're easily overwhelmed. and so you keep the first step as easy as possible. And people with ADHD and a lot of entrepreneurs and a lot of us who have gotten used to multimedia and so many streaming media things going on at the same time, we've messed up our own neurotransmitter so bad, it's almost like we have ADHD. So unfortunately for us and definitely for ADHD people, they need breaks. So in fact, we have this system called like a 10-3. Like for every 10 minutes of intense focused activity, they need like a 3-minute break doing something else.
10-3.
So even that is part of the system. Yeah, like an on-off. So it's like recovering willpower.
Ako, I could attest to this fully. And bakit ako nag-agree? Oh, kasi with me doing like different projects, it requires like iba-ibang thinking patterns per project, and I had to really like na overwhelm, diba? And yung as I got to learn systems from you, ayan, yung habits, yung mga rituals na yan, I even had to create like some prerequisites. Nakikita ko to, madalas nakikita ko to sa mga posts ng mga clients natin or friends. May mga gumagawa na ng mga prerequisite na, kailangan ko munang makabili ng ganitong bagay bago magawa ko tong bagay na to. Di ba? May mga ganun na eh. Pero again, working with the mental systems, it's really, really useful. Malaking bagay din na magamit yung accountability. So yan, yung mga sa mga co-working, people around you, ito yung setting up the environment na sinasabi ni Strix. Malaking factor yan. So, sa system ko, everywhere I look dito sa table ko, reminds me of things that I need to do. Okay? So, ang nangyayari dito, tumataas yung chances ko of doing the stuff. And pag hindi ko nagagawa yung bagay, I have to check with myself bakit hindi ko siya nagagawa. Maybe I don't feel like happy doing that stuff, that thing, the task, di ba? So I have to like, there are also approaches for that, pero sige, pag-usapan natin yan moving forward naman. So yeah, Strix, you were saying?
you're very on track there. Maybe we can add since we were talking about systems and, you know, this accountability thing, there's this thing I do that's by example of a system. It's location dependent. I learned this from David Allen of Getting Things Done, who's a master of actually focusing. So I have a task list, by example, for the supermarket, which doesn't appear on my mind until it's Friday and it's time for the supermarket. Okay? And only when I'm at the supermarket will the list come out. And if I have something during the week that comes to my mind, I put it on my Friday list so that it can disappear from my mind. And then when I'm in front of the supermarket, only then do I bring out the list. Okay? So that's an example of setting up a system with environmental cues. So that that's automatic. And for the rest of the time, you know, it doesn't occupy RAM. It doesn't occupy memory. It doesn't occupy Zygarnik in my head.
Ah, yeah. Nabanggit mo yung Zygarnik. Sobrang favorite word natin to ever since eh. Could you tell us more, what is a Zygarnik effect? Yeah, for our listeners. What is
the
a Zygarnik effect?
Yeah, the Zygarnik, named after psychologist Bulma Zygarnik, essentially states that a thought or a question unresolved keeps running like an open program in our minds. So until that question is answered, it keeps running. It keeps using space and battery and heating up the devices of our life, right? And if you don't think that's a powerful mechanism, think of every frustration, think of every unrequited love, think of crypto, and you will know what Zygarnik is. If you've ever had a loss of any sort, Zygarnik.
Yeah.
It will keep running in your mind until you park it.
Meron akong client, and the clients, yun na yung term natin, clients, na ang concern was moving on. So, syempre, yung Zygarnik effect, ang laking bagay, lalo na dun sa sitwasyon na yun eh. Because there are lots of things that are still loops, questions not closed. Ang daming questions na parang,
exactly.
Di ba? Ang dami eh. So, one goal was to cut the loop or to ask, tanongin mo na diretso. Kung ano ba yung mga tanong na dapat mo itanong para meron ka ng closure. Pag na-closure,
right.
Nagkaroon ka ng closure at tinanggap mo yung closure na yun, iba yung sinagot ka na dun sa tanong na yun, tapos hindi mo inaccept. Running loop pa rin siya. Hindi mo inaccept eh. Pero pag binigay na sa'yo yung sagot, tapos inaccept mo na, that closes some loops and it makes you it easier for the person to actually move on kasi hindi na niya kailangan isipin.
Bingo. Since yan, we're on... Since we're on Ken Ken's program, self-talk, the thinking loop that runs in my head so that I can generate language for this is, what will it take for me to be okay with this for now?
For now.
Okay. Yeah. And then the focus side, since I do focus systems, in the focus lore, it's how do I park this? So by example, there's something you need to do. When do you need to do it by? Next month. Will it actually get done between this and next month? No, it will only get done by the next month. So why are you thinking of it now? Okay, so I park it in my calendar and it will only show up in my calendar the week before I need to do it. So I don't need to think of it for the next 3 weeks. That's an example of a Zygarnik that you can park appropriately in a system that you trust, that you will honor, so that it doesn't occupy Zygarnik RAM.
Tama. Pero sige, that's Zygarnik. And next topic na gusto natin pag-usapan, kasi I listed some specific questions and topics na pwede namin pag-usapan ni Strix ngayon. Diba? And another thing, siguro bago tayo pumunta dun sa last na topic, ito muna. The topic is multitasking. Can a person really multitask? And
is that the question now?
Yeah, that is
all right,
the
all right,
question
all right.
Now. Can a person really, you know, really, really multitask?
Yeah. We can't really multitask. What we do is switch task. And a lot of people can do switch tasking very, very quickly. Women are actually so fantastic at quickly hyper switch tasking so that it almost looks like multitasking. But everybody knows from their experience with a simple thing as music and reading a book. If you're focused on the music, you can't understand the book you're reading. If you focus back to your book, you can't hear the music. So there's that signal versus noise thing. We can only really focus strongly on one thing at a time. You can have two things, by example, which is basic, simple multitasking, level one, let's say. But one becomes signal and one becomes noise that disappears into the background. And you're only really focusing on one thing at a time. And what happens is when you switch to something else, you have cognitive residue, latak, from the thing that you were thinking of previously. Meaning you're in a new thing, but you're only 20% into the new thing, and mostly you're still 80% into the last thing you were thinking of. Later, after like 45 minutes, maybe you're 80% into the new thing, but you still have 20% cognitive residue from the first thing. Okay? So much so that statistically, you are losing like 20% per task that you go into, which means that for most people, as soon as you're trying to run five different things, four different things, up to five at a time, you're barely there. And you would have, and here's the proof, you would have done it better and faster if you focused on just one thing at a time. I also have personal proof in reverse. I should never open an interesting new Netflix episode when I'm trying to get out of the house. Because the moment I open it, just 5 minutes becomes three episodes. Okay? Because it's entertaining, involving, you like it, there are emotions, there's that dopamine, and you could have been hyped up for it because of friends like Ken Ken for a while. So you really wanted to watch it. So if I make that mistake, that's it. I'm lost. So here's your proof. We can't really do two things and even more strongly at the same time. We can only really focus on one thing at a time. And even people who you know about this, people have fought me online. Fight me! Because they defend this brilliant thing almost like their horoscope sign. They defend their identity as a multitasker. But if they were just to carefully test, they only really focus on one thing at a time. And they're just really good at switching into other things. And if they actually learned to not burn out their dopamine and focus on just one thing at a time, they'd get things done better, harder, faster.
Stronger.
No, stronger.
Tama naman din. Stronger. sige. Well, kidding aside, alam mo, guys, ganito, pag nagkakantuhan kami ni Strix, kasi palagi kami nag-insert ng random stuff eh. Pero, sige, going back to the topic.
It's just us having fun.
Having fun. Maraming nag-message din sa akin in regards to this eh. You've heard about this a lot recently. And it's called shiny object syndrome. And shiny object, SOS, well, shiny object
syndrome. I call it SNOS, shiny new object syndrome.
SNOS, yan. Shiny
SNOS, object. Shiny new object syndrome.
What are your thoughts with it?
And its cousin FOMO, fear of missing out.
Oh, tama. Yan FOMO. Recently, yung Kay Hormozy na live yung book launch niya. Yun nga, meron din ako link eh. So sabi ko, yung mga hindi nakapanood, but hindi mo nalang sinerge yung link. Ito yung link ko. Sinend ko na sa tropa ko. Ayan yung link ko. Diba? O masaya na siya, hindi na siya na FOMO. Diba? Napanood na niya yung buo. So, ayan naman. So yeah, what are your thoughts with the shiny object syndrome? Yeah.
The thing is, what I've had to learn over time, because I think of myself as kind of a science guy. I still think of myself as, because of my training as a scientist, in one way or form or another. like facts. So I like looking at why things are the way they are and if that's true or not. So for me, the danger with, you know, buying into the next shiny new object or the fear of missing out is that you lose control over what you're capable of doing. Okay? Because here's what happens. If for every little thing you get a reward, later you get a reward and then you get a dopamine hit. Okay? But if you, for every little thing you get a dopamine hit, later it takes a very large dopamine hit to get you out of bed. Caveman times, if you did not get out to hunt for a dinosaur, you could not feed your wife and your dog. Okay? So it's instantly very rewarding to hunt. Now we get dopamine hits left and right from media and from social media.
TikTok, yeah.
Okay?
Oh,
yeah.
Instagram.
And a lot of the way things are sold are actually based on the fact that FOMO and shiny new object syndrome, FOMO and SNOS, work very well. And they know this. Okay, so what they'll do is they'll throw a lot at you until you have zero willpower. And then you buy. Okay, and you buy at like 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. when you're incapable of thinking straight. Of course, that's the best time to have, it used to be late night shopping TV. Now it's 24/7, okay? But their best sell times are when we're most stupid. At the end of the day, after a long day at work, and right before we sleep. If we look at statistically when the sales are, that's it. When we're incapable of fending for ourselves logically. And unfortunately, if you... Same thing with ADHD and all these other things, and even entrepreneurship. If you give in to every new thing, it takes a lot more motivation to get you out of bed. Even for the dating and seduction stuff, there's this whole movement of NF November. Okay? Where the basic idea is if you don't seek artificial means of stimulation, you're interested in going out, okay? But if the situation is like Tokyo, Japan, where you get stimulation left and right, you're less interested in dating because you're getting a poor version of it, admittedly, but you're getting a version of it. You're getting your dopamine hit. So in fact, all over Japan right now, you know, not only is birth and pregnancy rate so low, interest is so low. Because, you know, they can get that from their waifu or husbandfu.
No, tama.
Okay? Yeah. Some artificial avatar isn't even true. Yeah.
Pero, Strix, let's jump to the last topic na didiscuss natin. I think we have discussed, guys, na we will go deeper with these topics with an episode ng Inside the Mind. Kasi I think itong oras na to doesn't do much justice. Marami tayo na pag-uusapan. Nabibigay ni Strix yung talagang really, yung talagang, ano tawag dito? Best juice. Of the best. Oh, juice, yung juice, di ba? Nasasagot niya ng maigi. Pero syempre, ano eh, marami pang ilalalim yun eh. We could discuss more about that. I think we were planning on going deeper the rabbit hole in regards to ADHD. That'd be nice. So look forward for more discussions. Pero wala dito sa self-talk. I think ipopost namin yan. Strix has his YouTube or dun sa YouTube ko rin, ipopost ko sa Facebook. Topic na yun is ADHD. I think we'll do multiple sessions with that. Pero let's go to the last topic na sinulat ko dito. So while we were discussing lots and lots of things earlier, naisip ko to. Okay, naisip ko. Kasi you had an opinion, a strong statement, I think that was around 2015, 2016. You posted the video. I think you're in the location sa may east. And then, ang sabi mo dito, motivation is shit. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So, tell us more. Why is motivation shit? And do you still believe in that same thing, or has it changed already, or is motivation still shit?
Okay. So there's motivation as an actual thing. So science side, there's internal and external motivation. Okay. My beef is with the usual motivation that gets parlored or pandied or clowned around on social media, where there's this high hustle focus mentality. And my stand on this is that there's this brilliant speaker, Jim Rohn, excellent motivationalist, who said first that motivation is like a shower. You need one every day. Okay. And my stance on this is motivation is what you need to do what your upline wants you to do for his benefit, not yours. Which is why your upline needs to motivate you, which is why your boss needs to motivate you. Okay? Because I guarantee you, if there's anything that you really, really want to do, like that first blush of romance, you're getting out of your bed in a rush to see this person. Okay? And even if it's just unboxing a new gadget or toy, you're giddy. You want to do it. No motivation necessary. If you have a good reason to get up in the morning or go home quickly to get into bed next to someone, oh, you will get there. No motivation needed. Okay? And then the other side to this is the strongest motivation isn't external. The strongest motivation is actually, like Ken and I's experience, by example. We've been doing this, helping other people and helping ourselves for a while. Kind of like, I think that's why I do it, because I learn stuff when I need to pass it on in a very Feynman way. How should I say this? The strongest motivation is actually this thing called progress. So what it looks like for me and Ken, by example, through the years, we don't know a thing. And then we start to learn it. We don't like it at first, but sometimes everyone has this experience. You're not good at something. Then somebody says, hey, you're pretty good at that. Then you're encouraged to do a little bit more, or you try a little bit more. And even if it's like a game or a new skill, then later you get good at it, and later you get better than other people at it, and later you're kind of like your group's expert for that thing, and now you love it. Because nothing truly motivates sustainably like progress. Like not being able to do it and then getting better at it and getting so good at it that it's enjoyable.
Tama.
Other things are motivating, like Ken's gun to your head technique. It's motivating, but the thing with the dark side of the force is it's quickly fear motivates very quickly, but has a strong backburn and dies very quickly. Okay, it's not sustainable. It's not sustainable. It's like being a 110 volt fan and then you're plugged into 220. You'll work for a while, but you'll explode. Okay. And that's the kind of motivation that's usually used on us. It's not sustainable. The strongest, truest, most sustainable thing, even what got you pursuing a girl or a guy or a career you really like, it wasn't working at first, but you'd get little hints, little possibilities. Then it kind of works. And then it's progress. Even if it's romance, it was progress that got you sticking it out there. That's the strongest motivator. Not what your upline was telling you to stay in the cult that made him money.
Hi sa friends natin sa MLM industry. Hello.
Oh, this
po.
Is just an example.
Example lang yan.
I have brilliant friends in nice stuff like USANA. Yeah, who are still there, and I actually buy from them, you know. This is just an example. That's very common out there. Nothing in specific.
We have been part of that industry also, so we understand.
Yeah.
In regards to that, Strix, ang dami nating insights na napag-usapan. These learnings had like made big changes in my life also, your life also, and a lot of people's lives in our circles. And I hope you who's listening to this right now, you take note. Hindi lang to yung tipo na pakinggan mo, okay? And if you have questions, it's easy. You just like send us a message. We do a lot of stuff. Daming insight na pinopost ni Strix sa Facebook niya. Kaso full niyo yung friends niya. So, siguro may times in channel, ipapublic niya yung ibang post niya. Yan, makikita nyo. Pero yeah, you could follow Dr. Strix Toledo on his Facebook. He has a Facebook page and his Facebook also. He posts daily. Strix, meron ka bang message for our friends who are listening right now? Who are right, like struggling, yun yung term natin, struggling with focus.
Find some way to stop doing the things which drain your attention and your energy and steal your time. Find way to stop doing the things which aren't good for you. You know they're not good for you. You just haven't done anything about it. Like Ken said, it's kind of like just bit by bit. I call them heuristics, make little rules, you know. In this situation, do this. If this, therefore this. And then imagine yourself as in a house, a mansion that has 24 rooms, and turn off the lights in every room that you don't need the lights on. And you'll find focus. You'll find clarity. Maybe you'll even find peace, progress, and a better experience of life. Yeah.
All right. So, ayun, solid the solid yung episode number 9. Episode number 9 natin. Nagdalawang isip pa ako. Pero, again, this is an invite for everyone. You could experience life better if you got to actually do the things that you actually need to get done. Alam na natin yun eh. Tama? Ano yun? Strix, yeah? You're saying?
If you stop giving away your energy and attention and wasting your time on the things you think you're enjoying, you could actually have all that time, energy, and attention for things which you could actually enjoy more.
Tama. Ako, yun lang. Haba pa to eh. Usually, pag nagkikwento kami ni Strix, nangabot kami ng mga ilang oras kasi it becomes like a discussion about a certain topic. Kaya sinenter na namin sa mga specific. Pero rest assured, we have discussed to go deeper down the rabbit hole, lalo na sa ADHD. Lalalim pa tayo dyan with creating specific systems for focus, lalo na sa mga kaibigan kasi namin karamihan na entrepreneurs have been messaging us, connecting with us. And napansin namin, teka lang. Workable to eh. Yeah. Do you believe it's workable? Yeah. Yun na nga yung sinasabi ko ngayon, Strix eh. Pag meron akong client in regards to having problems with procrastination, ADHD, productivity, and other stuff, unang ko tinatanong is, do you think it's workable? Kasi if no, kagad yung sagot niya at ibiblame na niya dun lahat, hindi kasi eh, ganito kasi yun eh, hindi ko kayang iyan ito eh. Then, I do think it's, even if I do my best, diba? It would be wala. Simula pa lang medyo mahirap na. But if the person actually says that I do think it's workable, we both could work with it. Diba? Maraming approaches with it, pero sa amin ni Strix as coaches in and as NLP practitioners, hindi kami nakatingin sa general approach. We could just say like dito sa discussion na to, we could give you like techniques or approaches that has worked with us also and has worked with our friends and clients along the way, diba? Pwede naman. Pero here's the thing, with doing coaching, tin-tailor fit namin yan dun sa tao. We have to understand more about what's the framework inside the person's mind. Hindi kami pwede magsabi lang na, okay, ito yun, meron ako nito eh. Oh, ito yun. Diba? you've watched a lot of videos already on YouTube, on TikTok, that ito, steps on how to get rid of ganyan. Pero hindi naman lahat ng nakasulat doon sasakto sa'yo. Diba? So, again, with working with these stuff, help us get to understand more of what you're specifically going through, your environment, and a lot of things, so that we could better help you. So, ito yung mga sessions na to, like dito sa podcast. Ang goal lang natin dito is for each week or weeks na I get to work with people, may mga nakukuha akong questions. Ito yung mga tinatanong ko sa mga guest speakers natin, yung mga questions na nakukuha ko. So, if you have specific problems or questions that you want to be discussed on this podcast, yeah, feel free to message me and i-discuss namin to with our future guests. So, ayun lang. Dr. Strix, thank you again so much for joining this episode ng Self Talk, and kita-kits tayo lahat sa susunod na episode. And again, tutukan nyo rin ha, yung episode namin sa Inside the Mind, in where we get to discuss about ADHD going deeper. And going deeper? Going forward. Hindi ko alam. Rock and roll.
Promo.
So, ayun lang guys. So, again, maraming salamat. Again, ayusin ninyo yung mga self-talk ninyo. Importante yan. Work with your narrative for a better future.
Be kind to yourselves.
Be kind to yourselves.